And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 30th of July, 2016. It was on this day, 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Social Security Act, which created the Medicare and Medicaid programs, country's first national health insurance law. It's the birthday of the blues guitarist Buddy Guy, born Letsworth, Louisiana, 1936, made his own guitar when he was 13, learned to play listening to the records of John Lee Hooker and others, started playing clubs in Baton Rouge, moved to Chicago in 1957. He was just 21 years old, and that's where Muddy Waters discovered him and took him under his wing. He was very popular in the 60s. He was a sideman for Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, Coco Taylor. Eric Clapton said, "Buddy Guy was to me what Elvis was for others." But it bothered Buddy Guy that rock and roll stations would play an Eric Clapton version of a Muddy Waters song, but they would not play Muddy Waters himself. It was on this day in 1975 in Bloomfield Township, Michigan, near Detroit, that Teamsters leader Jimmy Hoffa disappeared. He'd been involved with the Teamsters from 1932 to 1975, been its president. He'd had ties to organized crime, went to jail. President Nixon commuted his sentence. And on this day in 1975, Hoffa told his friends he was going to meet with two mafia leaders at the Red Fox restaurant in Bloomfield Township. Police found his car hours later in the parking lot. No sign of Hoffa. His body has never been found. And it's the birthday of Emily Bronte, born Yorkshire, England, 1818, daughter of a clergyman, sister of Anne and Charlotte Bronte. Mother died of cancer when they were small children. Their father was a quiet, solitary man, spent much of his time in his room. And so the children learned to entertain themselves. They made up stories, made up a whole imaginary land, Angria. And when she was 29, Emily wrote Wuthering Heights. Here's a poem for today by Paul Hostofsky entitled Tree Poem. It wasn't that he wanted to take his life. He wanted to take his death into his own hands. There was a difference he knew, though he couldn't articulate it. More speculative than suicidal, more curious than depressed, more interested than not. He didn't want to talk to a therapist. He wanted to talk to Walt Whitman. He wanted to talk to his best friend from kindergarten, who'd moved away on the cusp of first grade, and he never saw him again. He wanted to climb a tree and sit up there all alone in the top branches, watching it absorb the carbon dioxide. He had a bit of the tree in him, himself. He had similar aspirations and spent much of his time in the branching ramifications in his head. But because his children would never live it down, he climbed down from the tree in the car, in the garage, every time, and walked back into his life with a few leaves and twigs still sticking to his head. Tree Poem by Paul Hostofsky from A Little in Love a Lot, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.